Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. When I was young, I enjoyed reading comic books, having them read to me, and following the lives of my favorite superheroes. In this episode of Eyes on Success, we're going to learn that comic books aren't just for people who are sighted anymore.
We'll speak with Guy Hassan about the online comic book store for the blind that he started called Comics Empower. Learn how you can enjoy a variety of comic books in audio format, including Aurora, a science fiction adventure series with a blind hero.
And later in the show, we'll be telling you how you can enter a drawing to win a free comic book. Also, if you're a writer, Guy will describe later in the show how you may get your own comic book published.
But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Guy explaining how even people who've never seen a comic book can enjoy the ones we'll be talking about today.
Some fans said, you know, even though the comics are super accessible, they've never actually seen a comic book and they have no frame of reference at all. So I created a free download called, it's audio again, called The First Timer's Ultimate Guide to Comic Books. And it walks you through the sighted person's experience of buying a comic book. And it compares each aspect of that to how that translates to your experience in Comics Empower. And it also gives you all the terminology that you need to know to get comic books. So it gives you the complete picture even before you've listened to one comic book, and it's free.
That was a very well done introduction to the world of comics for someone who may not have been familiar with it and who is visually impaired.
Yeah, people have really been responding well to it. Listen, one of the strengths of Comics Empower, of the store, is that I talk to people and people talk to me, and everyone wants to help and everyone has some really great advice. And if you listen to that advice, you can create something great. And that came from people's advice.
So even if you've never seen a comic book before, using this guide, you'll know what to expect from the ones that are up there on the site that you'll be able to enjoy later.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSightEyewear.com.
And by
CrowdViz, an iPhone application that gives blind users the ability to receive visual assistance from a team of sighted individuals by connecting to them through a video stream. The app is available at the Apple App Store. Let's start by meeting Guy and learning about how he got started creating audio comic books.
Hi, my name is Guy Hassan. I'm a comic book writer and a science fiction author. And I started the Comics Empower, the digital comic book store for the blind and the visually impaired.
I assume you yourself are not visually impaired. How did you get into writing comics that are accessible to the visually impaired?
It's actually interesting that there is no personal story here. It's not that I know anyone or had a personal experience with it. I just created a comic book company, an indie comic book company called New Worlds Comics. And it was all about empowering people. And I started a project called Comics Empower, where people, real people, told the real stories about how comic books empowered them. And there are some really touching, amazing stories there. For example, there's a guy called Bill Campbell. He's a book publisher. And he grew up black in the 70s, I think, in a white neighborhood in, I think, Detroit. And he grew up in what he calls the land of can't. People around him told him he couldn't do anything. He would never grow up to be anything. And his mother bought comic books for him, and he connected to the comic books with the black heroes like Luke Cage. And once he read those, he knew he could do anything. And that power carried him through decades. He knew he could do anything, and he indeed did everything. He's an author, he's a publisher, and he does what he wants, and he never returned to the land of Kant. And it's the same for women and girls who saw female superheroes. And it's the same for gay and lesbians who saw gay and lesbian superheroes. Comic books empower people, period, but they empower the most when the readers see themselves in the heroes. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, I have no idea what I was thinking about, and suddenly I had this idea that why are there no comic books for blind people? And then the dominoes started falling in my head. Okay, wait, it could be done if we tell the story like this, and then we put up a website like this, and then we start with these kinds of comic books, and then we grow to put a lot of indies, and then we're big enough so we can ask DC and Marvel to put their classics in. And suddenly, in a month and a half, the website was up.
And when was that?
That was a few months ago. We just started. We went through a few stages. The first stage was first to test it. Does the website work? Do the comic books work? How do people respond to the comic books? I had, you know, I thought they'd accept it, but I didn't know. And I didn't want to put on, you know, 50 or 100 comic books and to have done them wrong. So we tried them on people, and we started having a few customers right in the beginning when we launched with 3 comic books. And people really liked them. Some people lost the site. They read comic books and loved comic books and now could no longer read comic books. So they felt they got that experience again. And people who were blind always suddenly had a comic book experience, and they could talk to their friends who also read comic books. And they read the same comic book, and the sighted friend said, it's like you know this comic book a little too well.
So you basically started out making print comic books, and then...
Yes.
Based on making comics about all these different topics that you talked about, eventually made these accessible comics for the blind, and apparently they've been pretty well received.
Yes, and once they were well received, I started growing. Now the comic books coming out weekly, and we're growing, growing, and growing.
Well, as you can hear, Guy is very enthusiastic about this project, and hopefully by the end of this episode, you will be too.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is accessible comic books from Comics Empower that are designed specifically for people with visual impairments.
So I know on your website you have samples of these comics that people can experience for themselves, but I was wondering if you could give us an overview of how you've made these comics accessible to the visually impaired.
Well, first of all, the comic books are in audio. Once we grow big enough, we'll also have them available in Braille, but we have to grow a little bit to do that. So the comic books are in audio. Each comic book page has panels, which means pictures, with text in them. And the reason people have not been able to imagine making comic books available for the blind is because they think of comics as a visual medium. Maybe this is why I invented it. I don't think comic books are a visual medium. I think they're a storytelling medium. So we describe each panel, what happens in each panel, what happens in each page, but we only describe what's important for the story. And the end result is that you get the entire comic book, a 22-page comic book, is usually 25 to 35 minutes of audio. And the descriptions never feel like they're stopping the plot. They keep the plot going. So that's the trick I use to create audio comic books, and it works.
Do you personally write all of the descriptions for every comic that you publish?
For now, yes. I do everything.
That's a lot of work.
It is, yes. I also do the sound editing.
When I was young, I had some vision so I could actually read comics myself. But I also had many times when I had surgeries and I couldn't read and I had patches over my eyes, and my dad would read comics to me. So the art is to tell a person just what they need to know that's in the picture and not an excessive amount of information.
Yes. And, you know, I hear a lot of people get the comics read to them by the brothers, the sisters, the friends. And, you know, not everyone can tell the story well. And sometimes people don't have patience for it. And sometimes you don't feel like asking so many times. So this solves the problem for you because we tell it well and you don't have to ask anyone.
And from what I've heard of your sample files, you have some very good readers.
Yes. Actually, this is interesting. We have a podcast called Blind Panels, which is a name suggested by one of our fans. And in the episode 2, we have an interview with Gabriela Lewis, one of our premier readers. She tells her personal story there, but she also does voices. She does animal voices. She does character voices from the comic books. And it's just hilarious to listen.
That can lend a lot to the reading.
Yes. And it's just fun listening to her because she just switches them on and off. It's like listening to Robin Williams change characters on you. It's crazy.
So you talk about translating to audio, and I understand this is a very new capacity and it's in English first.
Yes.
Do you have plans to translate to other languages as well?
Yes, absolutely. In my legendary master plan, after we're big enough to get Marvel and DC in, which hopefully they'll go for it, we also plan to expand to more languages, hopefully all the languages. And we also plan to produce those in the comic books in Braille, so people who can't listen can read them.
Where do you get the material for these audio comics? I take it you write some of the material, but you must get some of the material from other sources also.
Yeah, the first comic books, just the test ones, came from the comic book company I own, which is called New Worlds Comics. And once that worked, I used my, since I've roamed the web in the comic book world for the last couple of years looking for great comic books, I know some of the great comic books out there. So step one was saying if it works. Step two in the master plan is to get the best indies out there. And people have been really, really good about giving us the rights for the comic books. We've got quite a few independent series, which are some of the best stuff around. We've got Testament, and we've got something called Remind, which is great. And another mystery thing that's coming out now, which I don't want to say too much about. You should just listen to it.
So these are comics that sighted people can find in a comic book store or online that you've now made accessible and available to the visually impaired.
Yep. And the more we grow, the more deals we sign with more people. And the overall plan, like I said, step three is we have enough, when we have enough customers, I can go to the really big companies with a, you know, Batman and Superman and Spider-Man and Avengers and say, look, you've got customers you've never actually dealt with. If you give us the rights, we'll do all the work and you get money. So hopefully, you know, when we have enough customers, that's going to be a no-brainer. And hopefully they'll give us the rights to all the big names you've heard of.
Now, I also take it there is an opportunity for new people to get involved in writing a comic that can actually appear in your comic book store. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, this is very exciting. Now that blind and the visually impaired can read comic books, there's no reason you can't write comic books because you can listen to the structure and you can do that yourself. So we started a competition over at Comics in Power, which is a writing competition. Anyone can join, anyone can send in. You have to send in the first issue of a comic book that you invented. You can't use Spider-Man, you can't do Star Wars. You have to invent the story and the characters. And the top three winners get published at the comic book store, while at the same time you retain the rights to your comic books, so you can also go and shop around and hopefully use the hype to get published at Marvel or DC, and you own the movie rights, you own all the rights to your comic book, and hopefully this will become a serious and you'll be able to deliver more and more comic books to the store in the series that you created.
And can you give people the contact information for where they would learn all the rules and learn where to submit their entries?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to comicsempower.com. That's comics and then empower.com. And then just click on writing competition. It's a blind friendly site, so anyone can go and just click on competition and you will have all the rules and everything you need to know.
And what's the deadline?
The deadline is March the 6th, 2016.
I would imagine writing a comic is quite a bit different than writing some prose or some other type of material. Do you have any quick tips for people that might want to enter?
Yes. And before I give you the tip, there's also the Blind Panels podcast gives you weekly tips about writing comic books just for fun. My tip is this. My main tip is how to write the visuals. How do you know which visuals to use? The thing is that you have to tell one story with the visuals and another story with the words you use. So you have to treat those as two different tracks that together tell one story. So when you describe something, you don't need to say it. And when you say something, you don't need to describe it in the visual part of the picture. You have to find a way, and the way to do that is to listen to comic books and learn how other people do it. You have to find a way to tell one story through on two channels simultaneously. That is both the challenge and the fun.
For the entries that people are submitting, do they need to provide actual visuals or just a blind friendly version in which the so-called visuals are all described in audio?
Yeah, no visuals need to be provided. The winners get published at Comics in Power, which doesn't have any visuals. So if you listen, even if you just listen to the samples, you'll see how we describe things, how we describe the visuals and the text. And you will see what the format is. So you just use that format. You describe what's in the picture, the important things in the picture, and then you describe the text in each of the pictures. And like I said, we give weekly advice, weekly tips, how to write better comics and how to write good comics.
Can you describe the comic books you've written with the blind hero and tell us where the idea for that came from?
When I had the idea for a comic book store for the blind and the visually impaired, because of all the stories I've read, there are almost 100 Comics in Power stories, I thought there would have to be a comic book with a blind hero that the kids and the teens and the adults could actually connect to and feel empowered by them. Because like we said, if you see yourself in the hero, he or she empower you the most. So I started a comic book that's available exclusively. It's at Comics in Power. It comes out monthly, called Aurora. You can't understand that with my accent. I'm sorry. That's A-U-R-O-R-A. And it's a genre called Mecha, and it's about giant fighting robots. 20 people out of the entire 7 billion can actually get in and activate the Aurora. And at the same time, bad robots called Vespers were also activated on the moon and started attacking Earth. And the only weapons that work against them are Auroras. But those bad fighting robots wiped out the entire 20 people. They killed them all except one person called Daniel Price, who had his eyes burned off. So he can't see anymore. And he thinks he's retiring, but they need him because he's Earth's only hope. He's the only man who can save them. And he's just one guy. And he has to find a way to win. And I think that is an empowering story. And when I did this, I knew there would have to be certain rules. He would never, ever gain his sight back. That is not an empowering story. And also, he would never develop a mysterious sixth sense that allows him to compensate or to suddenly see without his eyes. Or he would have to be a normal person who finds a way to win. And he has to be better than he was when he could see, because when he could see, it was not good enough.
So I guess that makes it a little bit easier to relate to him, because in some sense, you know, like many of us, if we have some impairment, you just have to learn ways to get around it and ways to work with it.
Yes.
And now let's listen to a short excerpt from one of the Aurora comics.
Page 19, panel 1. A single Aurora stands in the middle of Washington, D.C. Washington is now an abandoned city. There are no people, no moving cars, no planes. The Aurora towers over many buildings as it stands in the street with a foot on each road. Daniel thinks, 2 hours later, here I stand, a single soldier, keeping up appearances that Earth's Aurora army exists. Panel 2. Looking closer at the glass in the Aurora's head, we see Daniel standing inside the head, wires coming out of his arms and into the machine. Daniel thinks, to stave the loss till the next attack. 4 more days, if the past is any indication. Panel 3. Daniel and the Aurora both flex their arm muscles. Daniel thinks, here I stand, in an Aurora suit, with battle info I can't read, guns I can't aim properly, and an enemy I won't see coming. Panel 4. The sun glistens on the Aurora as it stands in the middle of the city, seen from another angle. Daniel thinks, in the middle of Washington, D.C., a city that will be destroyed today. Panel 5. As seen from behind the Aurora, a group of 6 red dots come in from above. Daniel thinks, then I hear Joe's voice, just like always. Joe's voice says, Daniel, Joe here. They're coming in hot, 6 of them, 40 degrees up.
Now, I know you also had a tip that you wanted to relay to parents of blind children. What would that tip be?
My big tip would be, if you're the parent of a blind or visually impaired kid, remember the stories from the Comics in Power project. Remember how Bill climbed out of the land of Kent and how people felt empowered for decades. My tip would be, check out the comic book called Aurora. It's there to empower your kids, your teens, and even adults. The strength comics give people is unbelievable, and it's unbelievable from the literal sense that it is hard to believe how it actually empowers people for decades.
Well, I must say, where I came into this conversation was I was thinking, well, you know, comic books are fun and everybody should be allowed to have fun, and having access to something gives people kind of a common experience with their peers, so that if you've never watched the hit TV show, you can't discuss it with your peers. So right. Being given access does those good things for people. But man, your discussion about how comics empower people, that is just such a major message and such a really important reason to be able to share comic books with everybody who, you know, they're constantly being told, like you told about this one young man from Detroit, that they can't do something because of whatever. And if they can be convinced that they can through the medium of comics, which they're enjoying to boot, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I came into it knowing that comic books empower, of all the different storytelling mediums, comics empower the most. But I didn't know how much until I saw those personal stories.
Now for this week's final item, how to get more information about audio comic books and how to get some.
So if people want to find out more about these comics, to either listen one, buy one, or subscribe to a series, where would they go?
I'll go to comicsempower.com and click on the comics. And then you'll see all the list of the comic books we have till now. You can listen to free previews, as you said. And, you know, pick the comics you want, put them in your checkout cart, and just you buy them. It's $3 a comic book. Hopefully you'll get addicted and be immersed in these fantastic worlds.
In analogy with a physical comic book store, where somebody can walk in and leaf through a comic and decide if they like it enough to buy it, do you have a similar capability?
Yes, that is exactly it. You can't leaf through the whole thing, but every comic book has 2, 3, sometimes 5 pages available for free for preview. And you just click play and you can listen to it. And you'll know what the comic book is about and what's in it. And you can decide for yourself if you want to buy it or not.
That's really a cool feature.
We take each aspect of the comic book experience and we found a way to translate it to audio.
So you said you have a podcast that people can listen to. Where is that available and how can people obtain it?
Wherever podcasts you find your podcast, that's where it's available. It's called Blind Panels. And it's available weekly, and it contains a weekly tip for writing, for those who are interested in the writing competition. Plus, it has interviews of really cool aspects of either comic books or comics in power, or just plain geekery.
And if people have questions for you or anybody else at Comics in Power, is there an email address they can use?
There is, but the shortest and quickest way to do that is just there's a contact us page at comicsinpower.com, and that is the best way to get there. We also have a daily newsletter, which fills you in on, we've got more than 75 years of comic book history to catch up on, and every day you get 3 cool links about a different subject.
And they can sign up for that at your website.
Yes, it's available at every page.
Great.
And what's your Twitter handle?
At Comics in Power.
And Guy has generously offered 5 comics that we can give away in a drawing, 1 comic to each of 5 lucky listeners from the audio comics at Comics and Power.
To enter the drawing, send an email to comicsempower at eyesonsuccess.net. That's comicsempower at eyesonsuccess.net. And tell us what superpower you'd like to have and why. And then we'll randomly select 5 of those entries and Guy will send them a free comic. That information will also be in our show notes along with the rest of the resources and pointers that you've heard in the show. So go to www.eyesonsuccess.net and find all of those links.
And don't forget to include your name and your email address in your entry. That's it for show number 1548. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about the new Unified English Braille Code, which has recently been adopted. We'll speak with Jennifer Dunham, the chairperson of the Braille Authority of North America, about what some of the changes are and why they were made. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.